Today's talk is called Soloist, and for those who are listening to this on in Dublin, which for some reason that's who hits our website the most, is Dublin. I want you to know it's spelled S-O-U-L hyphen O-I-S-T-S. So it deals with the idea and the concept and the reality that we all come in here alone and we all leave alone. And that points to the fact that this is a journey that we need to remember, that there's something unique and special about us coming in here and when we are here and when we leave here, and to acknowledge that. So we say we're all part of the whole, which we are, but we're a part of it. We're an individual expression of it. So something is always trying to shake us up and get us to sink down into what is behind the personality all the time that does not have a beginning or an end, that carries us along and prompts us and urges us to go here and go there and try this and try that. And when we do that, when we approach our lives soulfully, it takes on a whole new significance. It takes on an importance. It takes on a richness that it doesn't take when it's just viewed from a lifetime of the personality. It isn't seen as something we step into as a gift and we get to play around and touch our earth and breathe the air and do all these different things. That is all kind of taken for granted. And what I loved about her song just now is that, you know, when you sometimes get so involved in other people's lives, there comes a time when you do get in a car and all of a sudden you realize you're breathing the air alone again and you're feeling the warmth of the sun again. It kind of like brings you to your knees and you stand up and you realize this is pretty powerful, this being a soul here, this being alone here, and that I can love and I can be attached to a lot of different people, but that I'm never really supposed to make my happiness dependent upon another, that instead I appreciate and I respect others. From the soul perspective, it's very easy to have healthy boundaries. It's very easy to look around and say, these are all souls around me, and it is not mine to tell them how to live their journey, how to be in this journey, how to be in this world. That is theirs, and I'm going to respect who and what they are and what they do. And I'm going to have healthy boundaries for myself. It's very easy. From the personality standpoint, we see somebody going through something and we want to rush in and take it away from them and fix it for them. And we have a tendency to actually make their success our success. And you'll know if your personality's got involved in it because there's a payback. If they ever get up to accept an award, you want them to say, it's because of you. I got this. Thank you. I want to especially call out you, Dolores, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here today accepting this microphone. And then Dolores goes, oh. Thank you. Oh, that's nothing. No, never mind. No big deal. No biggie. It's all you. It's all you. But we know that. And when they don't, we're angry, upset, hurt. Oh, my God, they didn't even mention my name. I can't believe it. Without me, they never would be there. And we don't realize that when we're on our soul journey and we're following our urgings, we are going to run into the right people at the right time, and things are going to unfold, and we are supported in unfolding what's already planted in us. Okay? And so then our ego doesn't get involved if we've helped somebody along the way, because we understand that's what was supposed to happen. That was our soul agreement to do that. We did what we were supposed to do. And that's all. We showed up. We were encouraging and supporting, not to get a payback, but because it's what we do. It's a totally different perspective. No strings are attached in the soul's journey. There's no strings attached, no payback, no disappointment, no dependence. Actually, I was given a book to read, and one of the things I really love in the book is an interpretation of when Jesus comes from the tomb and he's walking along and Mary comes up, and because of whatever reason, they interpreted it as, "Don't touch me." And one of the big things is, don't, when you interpret it the correct way, is don't cling to me. Don't cling. And when we're on the soul journey, we don't cling to other people, and we don't cling to religions. We don't cling to anything. We move through the world trying on new things and recognizing that one is not greater than another. One is another individual expression of God, a soul. So when we see that, sometimes when people are having real issues, and especially in any kind of relationship, there can sometimes be an over-clinging that makes it very hard, not only for the person who's clinging, but the one being clung to. So if we said, is there any person or thing, a possession that I'm clinging to? You recognize that the clinging is always has a lot of fear attached to it. We only cling to things when we think we're going to fall. Would you say that's true? Okay. And when you feel that you can't fall, you don't cling. And I remember when, and we don't talk about the Bible and Jesus very much, but I remember when he was leaving, he told his disciples, "Where I'm going, you can't go." Okay? And also, I pictured somebody, because they really were worried about him leaving, instead as this being kind of an inner soul talk that we all should be having. That where I'm going exactly on my journey, you really can't go. And where you're going exactly on your journey, I can't go. You may think you got me here, Dolores, but I'm moving on. You don't know all the other things that were involved. You don't. You don't know all the other things that were involved in this, what looked like a pivotal moment, okay? But we really, we have to recognize that we really are on a soul journey, that nobody else can really be on that path in exactly the same way. It just cannot happen. And sometimes when we don't have healthy boundaries, we try to get on somebody else's path. And actually, it's a way, if we pay attention to our personality, of getting off our own path and not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So today I just wanted to talk about making the connection with our own soul, recognizing it, feeling it behind everything else that's going on, that even though our personality goes through a lot of upsets and a lot of challenges and a lot of successes and a lot of different things are happening to it, there's this constant soul that is not clinging, that is not holding on to anything, that has absolutely no fear, that lives in perfect peace all the time. But we can take it up a notch when our personality recognizes it and says, "This is so cool that I'm in this experience right now. that I can just go out and smell my earth. And I can just go out and look at the sky and feel the wind on my face. That is so cool that I can communicate with other people, that I can pick up a pencil and draw something, that I, even if I'm not good, who cares, you know, that I can do things. And if even if what I say is not good, somebody might look over my shoulder and say, wow, that's incredible. I shared with you once that I had to take drawing because of the interior design courses. I had to take drawing. I never drew before in my life. And there I was drawing, and this one guy could do it so perfectly. Just, it looked like he took a photograph. I was like, that's incredible. You're so incredible. Then I'd look at another woman's, and it was just like, oh my gosh, it's so rich. There's so much emotion in it. How did you pull all that emotion out of that chair? You know? And then I could look at another one. It was like so much anger in it. It's like, wow, that's amazing how the feelings could show up on the page. And I was just like so amazed. And then I looked back at mine. It's like, wow, this actually says a lot about who I am. It's amazing. Because even if we tried to draw exactly the same object, it could not show up the same way. And that's just one example. We all think when we taste something, we're tasting the same thing. But we're not. We're all bringing with us all of our past and all of our history and all of our everything. We're so unique. We're so alone. And not the way our personality sees it. We're so I am. But not the way our personality sees it. We are so much more than that. It goes so much deeper, and it goes on with no beginning and no end. And it cannot be harmed, and it cannot be moved. And when we feel that we're lost, it is always, 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 always with us. In order to feel it, we need to be vulnerable to it. Reaching out at times and saying, I don't know if anything's there, but if you are, hold me. Take care of me, because there's nobody out there that can do it. Nobody in this realm that can do it for me. Hold me. Remind me of what I am and where I came from. Remind me of this. That's the power of our soul. We cannot disconnect from it. We can keep ourselves busy. We can run away. We can mentally disconnect. But it just takes one inward thing to bring us back. One idea that this is not all there is. Show me more. I always recommend journaling, and you don't start out journaling with what you should say. You start out journaling with what you shouldn't say to anybody else. Say it. At some point, you have to get it out of you. You have to put it down on a piece of paper. Burn it if you like. I have people that know that if something happens to me, Becca's going to run into my house, take all my journals, they're gone. We've already made this plan, right? We know that. Have your safe person. She better not read my journals. I'm going to put something in there that makes her feel really guilty if she does. But it's so important to get it out, to dump it on the page, and then you're emptying yourself out for the response of your soul to put it in a perspective that makes sense for you. That moves it beyond all of the smaller stories and puts it into the big picture again. To recognize that we have purpose here. Our personality thinks that things come to an end, when in reality we are actually on purpose, and every aspect, every little bit of it is absolutely on purpose. And so we recognize how beautiful our lives are and how beautiful we are. And we sit with that. How good it all is. And the only reason we think a lot of stuff is not good is because of the stories and the limitations that we place on things. It stretches our mind to think that we're good. It's like, oh, come on, I did such and such. I know. It stretches our mind. But we don't understand the interconnectedness of our individuality is exactly what allows this person to respond in this way and react and learn and hear, and I learned and hear. And we're all mutually supporting each other through all of our actions. We're all teachers and students. And we're all arriving here as the perfect teacher and the perfect student for everything that's going on. So today I just want us to consider the possibility that from this moment on, we just accept the concept of a soul, that we just stand on our beautiful earth, smell it, and breathe, and just relax into the truth of who and what we really are. Thank you.